There's a long but very important declaration that was written long ago. It goes like this. The Christian's faith must always be upon the resurrection of Christ when he is in trouble. And in that glorious resurrection, he shall not only see continual joy and consolation, but also victory and triumph over all persecution, sin, death, hell, the devil, and all other tyrants and persecutors of Christ and of Christ's people. That's hope. The Apostle Peter, though, put it this way in 1 Peter 1, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." Our faith and hope rest on two events in Jesus' life. Not that the rest of his life were unimportant, no, but without Jesus' death and resurrection from the grave, our faith would be useless. The rest of his life and message would be just so many broken promises without those two. The fact of the matter is that he actually died for the sins of the world on a cross on Calvary's Hill, and he did rise again from the grave to bring each and every believer life eternal. These are inescapable facts of Scripture and of recorded history. And because of this, as the Apostle Peter wrote, God has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.